Ghost stuff. Today's Wednesday, and it's the 14th. That means tomorrow you can buy your hunting and fishing license, in case you didn't know that. You won't hear that in First Baptist Church in downtown anywhere. You should, but you won't. Take your Bible, if you will, please. Let me get this button turned on. Good singing all the way around tonight. It's been a blessing to be in the house of God. I was commenting in the prayer room that it looks like that all of that good green grass and a little bit cooler weather has left us now, and that sun is baking it to where it's going to be dry. I got it on? You're kidding me. I'm like Brother Galen. Didn't even know I had a FaceTime. And so, anyway, by the way, good job on the tombstone. I got to see some of it by the phone. And I tell you right now, that's just unreal how they can do all that stuff right there. And so well done, and all that. That was just a blessing. Some of you don't know, you'll just have to ask him about it, but he can tell you, or ask Miss Kim or whatever. But I was glad to be able to get that and enjoy that. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of John, St. John, chapter number 16. In St. John, chapter 16, if you find the place you're able to stand, we'll just read tonight, verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, this is Jesus talking, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it, how good it is to be once again back in the house of God. Bless every request that we've made tonight in accordance to thy word and will. We do thank you, Lord, for loving us even while we were unlovable. May you save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach on, we are not strangers to trouble in this life. We're just not strangers to trouble in this life. As you begin to look into the Bible every now and again, you hear you're doing pretty good. Everything's going real good right now. I'm guessing pretty good with you. And as a result of that, it can change in a moment. You see how quick that it changes. A little girl that was broke her leg. By the grace of God, it wasn't her neck. Yet still a frantic thing. Sometimes disease comes in on people. Sometimes there's danger on every hand. Sometimes there's doubt that floods our mind. And sometimes you'll find out is that there's folks that are in jeopardy every hour and threatened to be slaughtered or slain just because of their belief in God. We live in a world that right now that's in turmoil. The Bible said that one day Jesus said a little while that I'm going to depart, be away from you, and then a little while you'll see me again. And he said the world's going to rejoice and you're going to be weeping. Now, I know this, is that if the world's ever going to be happy about anything, it'll be when Bible preaching has ceased to be. Now, they're too stupid to realize and know that when that happens, there's not going to be a gospel witness and a way of salvation to them upon the face of this earth. It's good to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. You know, religion's a dime a dozen on every corner up and down the road of life. About all you can do is be faithful to God, stay right with God, and to be able to speak as his spokesperson unto a lost and dying world round about you. You don't have to say much. Sometimes it's just a matter of, hey, where are you going to church Sunday? Sometimes it's, hey, do you know the Lord? Sometimes you get in the picture. I mean, who knows what all to tell you? I mean, there might be a time that you're going to stand there and that you'll be able to give more than one verse and more than one sentence, and yet you'll find there's many times that the Lord didn't even open up his mouth. And just depends on the recipient there. In this lesson you're looking at, you ever had somebody ask you a question that you knew they were trying to pick an argument with you? You're better off just to leave somebody like that completely alone. I've had people, you know, when I first got saved, you know, and they said, well, I want to know something. This was big back then. I want you to tell me something, if you will. Okay. Well, I want to know, where did Tang get his wife from? I said, you're kidding me. You don't know that? No, I can't find a preacher that does. Well, it's very easy. Are you listening? From his mother. From her mother. That's where she came from. all, yeah. And then, of course, it didn't dawn on him how stupid that was and how stupid that he was. We're not worried about where Cain got his wife from. We're worried about if you have life, if you have life everlasting. See, you're going to witness to somebody one of these days. Say, you know, the Bible says right here that in John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Well, wait a minute. I want to know where the Cain got his wife from. That's a good question. He got her from her mother. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. You know the reason why you just stay with the word of the Lord? The word of God's only they convert them. And if the word of God's not going to convert them, they're not going to get converted. Do you realize and know that when you begin to look into it, that God intends for you and I to be able to have peace? And he said, these things I've spoken to you that you might have peace. I want your heart to rejoice in the fact that I'm yours and you're mine, that you've been washed by the blood and born again into the family of God. The Bible said over the book of Job, you ain't got to turn there, in chapter 14, verse 1, a man that's born of woman's a few days full of trouble. Now, I'm glad it ain't all trouble, you know. But, you know, you can go home just happy and go lucky and peaceful and all of that business there. Listen, sometimes I've left the church house, everybody in harmony, 5 minutes later, hell raging. I'm selfish, Jim, just telling you, that's how quick the how fast it can turn on you real quickly, see. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at here tonight, you're going to find out the Lord Jesus Christ, he was no stranger to trouble and a little discomfort that came along in life, and yet he is the Son of the living God, God incarnate in human flesh. And make no mistake about it, you're going to find out we're not a stranger to trouble in this life. You know, when you begin to look into this, and let me say to you that until you finally, it hits your doorstep. I like to watch sometime those little commercials and about that Danny Thomas, you know, and some of these other kids that are, some of the things they've gone through, the diseases they've gone through. And then here's a woman that's had her baby up there since he was little. Then he was cancer-free for a while. Now he's 5. And here's what she says to show you she doesn't know the Lord. She said, these kids have never done any wrong. I got news for you, honey, is that we're born sinners. And I'll guarantee you right now is there's not a just man upon the earth, infant or not. Does my heart go out to him? You better bet it does. But see, she doesn't realize at all that man is paying for the sins and the rebellion against God from way back when all the way to Adam. I begin to look into this lesson that's here. You'll find out is that the Lord Jesus Christ, no doubt, is wanting to speak sweet peace to our heart. There's a passage over there in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, if you'll turn there quickly, chapter number 14, and it's about verse number 22. Now, in the book of Acts, in chapter 14, verse 20, let's take up 21. When they had preached the gospel to that city, they had taught many, they returned again into Lystra, to Iconium, and to Antioch. Now, I want you to look at those three places. He said they're going to confirming the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in faith and that we through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Now listen carefully whenever the Lord has sent the Apostle Paul and these men have gone and been passing and through and these cities that we just mentioned. And let me tell you something right now is that in the earlier part of this chapter in verse 19, when he went to Lystra, Jews from Antioch and Iconium persuaded the people. They came, they stoned Paul and drew him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. In fact, as you'll find that over there in the book of 2 Timothy, the Bible says there that he mentions, you're not a stranger about what went on at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. See, at Antioch, they wanted to throw him out of their borders. At Iconium, they intended to stone him. In Lystra, they did stone him, pulled him out of the city, and left him and supposed that he was dead. In this life that we're living, there's going to be trials and troubles that arise. I remember over in the book of Mark in chapter number 14, he was with the disciples and they all got in the ship and here's what he said, let's go to the other side of the lake. And so they did, and as they started across there, somehow or another, he found him a pillar, the Lord Jesus did. Now let me tell you, as a man, he was tired from his day's journey and trip. And as a man, he wanted to lay down and rest. So he had a pillow and he is back there in the ship asleep. Now, as God, he never loses sight of us. He that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. But as man, the God man, he was tired and he is back there asleep. And the Bible even includes that pillow in the book of Mark's account. And he was asleep on that pillow. There was a tempestuous storm that arose. And my word, by now it's beat upon the ship. It's filled that thing to capacity. Can you imagine them waves crashing against that ship? In fact is, the rest of the mariners that were with him, they began to wake him up and say, Lord, don't you care that we perish? Now, don't be too quick to criticize them. There's times you and I have wondered that. Lord, do you really care anymore? See? We don't want to admit that. We don't want to say that, but because we're flesh and blood and we can't tell the end from the beginning. Lord, don't you really care? He got him up and he rebuked him, of course, said, oh, ye of little faith. And he rebuked the winds and they obeyed him. And there was a great calm. Now, when I read that passage, every time I read it and every time I think about it, I want to tell you what I see in it. Sometimes he calms the storm, but sometimes he just calms me. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad to know that our Lord, whether the ship be full or not, he can keep it floating. Used to years ago, and fact is, Brother John Thompson, I called him Banjo Picking John. If you could see him or meet him, you'd like him. He's our kind of guy. He used to sing a lot over there during the camp meeting times at Shady Acres many moons ago. And he used to sing one song, The Old Ship of Zion is Still Afloat. It's on that place and go wild. Now I want to tell you something right now is you'd better just stay in the ship. Because one of these days you're going to find troubled times are going to come. Storms of life are going to be crashing. But make no mistake about it. While the Lord may appear to be asleep on a pillow, he can be awakened. And when he does, he'll get up and rebuke the wind or whatever else is tormenting us in life. And he'll bring a peace that passeth all understanding. Now, in this lesson that we're looking at, fear, whenever you get afraid, it'll make you have no faith. I was looking at the Daffy Duck doctrine guy on the Duck Dynasty. The old man, you know, they got in trouble for telling the truth about queers. And anyhow, I remember that. I don't know if him and his wife busted up or what they've done. Does anybody know? But it doesn't matter anyhow. They still can say you a duck call even if they did. But he said, you know, I don't worry about what's going on. I said, I can tell by looking at you in my mind. I can tell by looking at you, you're not worried about how nasty you look, how long your hair is, and all that business there. I appreciate the fact that y'all stood against queers. I even wrote them a note to that effect, a little letter. I wrote them a letter to that effect, and I said, how is it that you justify having hair longer than your wife's got? And then I gave them the passage. And they responded to me. I didn't think they would, but they did. Thank you for being a partner, praying partner for us. They completely missed the message. See? I want to say in closing that if you will, please, when you and I are safe because of him, I can promise you while you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and we'll be done. But over in the book of 2 Corinthians in chapter number 1, I mean the Lord controls the elements of nature. The Lord controls all the physical exertion that you and I have. Sometimes we just need to rest. Rowing a ship's going to be hard at work. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, we'll take up reading there. And in the passage, here's what he's saying. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 8. I thought I had 2 Corinthians. Here it is. Chapter 1, verse number 8, and here he said, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came unto us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raised the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doeth deliver, in whom that we trust, that he will yet deliver us." Now, I won't tell you, if you've noticed that passage there, did you see in verse 10, God has delivered us? Did you see in verse 10, God doeth deliver us? Did you notice in verse 10, God yet delivers us? So whatever it is you're coming up against in life, I'm going to tell you something. He that keepeth Israel will not slumber nor sleep. This world we're living in is as wicked and godless as we've ever seen it. I don't know how much longer that it's going to be able to last. Tonight, we have got it good in America compared to the bombs that are bursting in Israel, and the people of God are leaving their homes, and many of them are slaughtered, injured, some of them are killed. I said all that to be able to say this, that we're in a world of turmoil tonight. And those three deliverances that God said, he's delivered, he doeth deliver, and he yet will deliver. I don't know about you, but I hope you'll pray for me as you pillow your head tonight. Pray for all these boys and girls. I'm pretty close to headed going to where I'm going. But I got news for you. If the Lord tears this coming air many years, these boys and girls and young ladies and young men are going to see some things they did not believe was humanly possible. You better know something about the Lord and gird up your loins with truth. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Father, we thank you now for loving us even while we've been unlovable. I pray your blessings now upon these that have gathered tonight. Be with those that could not be. We'll thank you.